It can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter. We all have our own unique challenges when it comes to work, health, family, and relationships. I've got a lot on my plate, and knowing how to recharge is crucial to my mental health. How do you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need some more alone time. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. At times, therapy has helped me and my loved ones in many ways, like learning positive coping skills, setting boundaries, and empowering us to become the best versions of ourselves. Therapy isn't just for those who've experienced major traumas. With the right guide, you can discover effective strategies to minimize distractions and truly connect with your needs, setting the stage for a more balanced life. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched up with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Find your sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/gold today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/gold. Wouldn't it be great if you could see all your investment and retirement accounts in one place? With Yahoo Finance, you can consolidate your views from multiple accounts into one hub and access the expert analysis you need to tend to your entire portfolio with confidence. Securely link your brokerage accounts for a unified view of your wealth, including 401k and other investments. A comprehensive perspective is what sets apart great investors, and it's how Yahoo Finance ensures that you have the right insight to look at your wealth in its entirety. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit the brand behind every great investor, yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination. That's yahoofinance.com. I've been using Yahoo Finance since Yahoo began. I was searching on Yahoo before Google existed, and in fact, my personal email address is still a Yahoo address. But Yahoo remains my go-to site. When I need information about especially U.S.-listed companies, I always go to Yahoo Finance to look that information up. Plus, I also enjoy reading their articles and watching some of their video interviews. I even enjoy participating in their video interviews because Yahoo Finance has been interviewing me almost as long as there's been a Yahoo Finance. So take it from me, Yahoo Finance should be in every investor's toolkit.
The Peter Schiff Show.
Well, as I have been saying all along, the Greek prime minister completely capitulated to German demands. In fact, he is now agreeing to a plan that is more onerous on Greece than the one he encouraged his own people to vote down just over a week ago. You know, there are a lot of people who were saying that Greece had all the cards, that Greece, it was going to be such a catastrophe if Greece left the Eurozone, that Germany couldn't risk it, and at the end that they would have to cave, right? They would have to give in to Greece, because if they left, it would just, you know, be a domino effect. All the other countries would go. It would be the undoing of the euro. And so people, you know, misread the strength of the hand that the Greeks were playing. I always said nonsense that Germany had the strong hand, and that if push come to shove, they would push Greece out of the Eurozone rather than cave in to what the Greeks wanted. And that's exactly what did happen, that Greece is going to stay a part of the euro, at least for now, because it's the only way that they can get the bailout money that they need to continue with Greek socialism. Now, of course, it will be mitigated to some extent because they are going to have to comply with the demands to cut government spending. But of course, what they really need is larger cuts of government spending. And what they don't need is higher taxes. And what they don't need is to repay all this debt, which is an enormous burden on the country. But I knew from the beginning that if Germany were to allow the Greek debt to be forgiven, the moral hazard would be enormous for the other states that are Greece's in the making or other nations. They couldn't give in because it would create a problem, because now other nations would expect to have their debt forgiven if they ran it up, in which case there would be no incentive not to run up the debt. There'd be no incentive to take actions now to reduce the debt if they knew there was a Greek-style bailout waiting for them. Well, now the message that Germany is sending to any other would-be Greeks is, look, it didn't go well for Greece. It's not going to go well for you either. You better shape up. That's really what this is. It's a warning to other countries that things are going to get very bad in Greece, so you better get your act together now, because otherwise you're going to get kicked out, because Germany basically showed that it's willing to kick somebody out, and that just because you're in the euro doesn't mean you're in for life. They basically floated a plan over the weekend that said, look, we're going to give Greece a five-year timeout. We're going to kick them out of the euro, and we'll let them reapply in 5 years. Well, by doing that, by showing other countries that just because you're in doesn't mean you're going to stay in, and they're perfectly willing to kick you out, it is going to force some of these other countries to, you know, get their house in order. Otherwise, they're going to be in the same position that Greece was in, and obviously they don't want to because they are taking such a hard line. Now, does that mean I agree with what's being done? No. I mean, from the perspective of Greece, this is not a good deal relative to ideally what should have happened. But I don't live in an ideal world, right? We live in the real world. And the reality is this might be better than what Greece would have done to themselves had they left the Eurozone. But I also know, or I said, that no Greek politician wants to have to accept responsibility for the pain. They'd rather blame it on Germany or blame it on Brussels, which is exactly what they're going to do, because now they're forced to make these cuts, but they don't have to take responsibility for themselves. They'll say, look, we had no choice. Germany made us do it. If they would have left the Eurozone or left the Euro and then imposed austerity on themselves, they would have nobody else to blame. They would have to accept the responsibility and deal with the consequences at the polls. Although I'm sure the Greek prime minister is going to have a hard time getting reelected anyway, because whoever runs against him, it's going to be the same thing. Vote for me and I'll undo all the stuff that this guy agreed to, which is exactly how he got elected in the first place, promising to undo what the other guy had agreed to. But when push comes to shove, nobody can undo anything without having to face the music. And the sound is not going to be pretty if you're expecting something for nothing from government. See, the problem is, Greece has run out of other people's money. They cannot continue to be a socialist country without access to fresh loans. But the problem is this new money coming in from the ECB, and now what, the third bailout is that? Yeah, I think it's the third bailout. But now their debt to GDP is going to go over 200%. I mean, how are they going to pay that? They can't pay their debt off now. How are they going to pay it off if it gets any bigger? Now, part of this deal, which includes government spending cuts and tax hikes, also includes like a $50 billion privatization fund, similar to a privatization fund that the IMF had recommended years ago that for some reason it never came to fruition, but now they're doing it over again, where they're going to be selling off some of the uninhabited Greek islands, or maybe an airport or some other government-owned assets are going to get sold for the benefit of foreign creditors, not necessarily for the benefit of the Greek people, although presumably these assets in private hands will be managed more efficiently than would the Greek government, and so it would benefit the Greek people. But it would be much better if they were able to liquidate some of these state-owned assets where the Greek people got to enjoy the proceeds of the sale and not the creditors of Greece. Here is what I think would be the best thing. I mean, A, the best thing for Europe probably would have been to kick Greece out and not loan them more money. That probably would have been the best thing for the Eurozone. In fact, the Euro is down today as a result of this deal. I think had Greece been kicked out, that the Euro would have been up. Now, I still think that this is a dip to buy in the Euro, because I still think that any resolution of this crisis will be a positive for the Euro relative to the dollar. And I also think that it will show people that, hey, the euro is here to stay. It's not going to disintegrate. People were worried that, A, Greece would leave, and then, B, it would be a domino effect. I think that they have pretty much extinguished that risk for now. And I do believe that the message will be heard by other countries in Greece that they need to get their act together now. They need to do something so that they don't end up in the predicament that Greece is in, having to accept at gunpoint such a lousy deal. Because things are going to get very tough in Greece. They're going to go from bad to worse. This is not a panacea. In order for the Greek government to continue to dole out overvalued pensions and to keep a padded Greek payroll, this is the deal they have to strike. Now, of course, they're going to have to make some cuts, but the cuts are not going to be enough. But what Greece should have done is they should have told Europe to do, you know, hey, you guys know what you can do with your next aid package. We don't need the money because we're going to default on our debt. That's what should have been done. They should just default on their debts and not borrow any more money. But if they did that, they were not going to get another bailout package. Now, even if they got kicked out of the euro, that doesn't mean that Greece would have to abandon the euro. They have two choices, two things they could have done. One is they could have refused another bailout, defaulted on their loans, been kicked out of the euro, but still used the euro as their currency. I mean, anybody can decide to use the euro as a currency. Look, there are plenty of countries that have decided to use the dollar as their reserve currency. We can't kick them out of the dollar zone. They can use the dollar if they want, and they can drop the dollar if they want. So Greece could have continued to use the euro as its currency. It just would have had no access to the ECB for bailout. So what would happen if Greece was no longer part of that monetary union, but they still used the euro as their official currency? Well, banks would fail because they wouldn't have access to the ECB and they're insolvent. The government would have to lay off a lot of government workers because it can't afford to pay them because it doesn't have enough euros that it collects in taxes from the Greek citizens. They would have to have substantial cuts to the pensions that were promised to retired Greek workers because, again, they wouldn't be able to get the euros through taxes. Because the only euros that the government would have access to would be the ones that Greek citizens paid in taxes. They'd have to balance their budget, which could be done, and they would do it by reducing government spending, both in the here and now and their future commitments. Now, obviously, they'd have a hard time borrowing new money if they just defaulted. But obviously, if they defaulted and wiped out all their debt, at some point, they would be able to borrow some money because they'd be a better credit risk. You know, a lot of times, once you declare personal bankruptcy, maybe it screws up your credit for a while, but then you become a lot more attractive to creditors because you don't have any other debts. And now you can start over from scratch. And I think a clean slate would certainly help Greece. And now what Greece could do, in addition to these spending cuts, is they can have real tax reform. They can make Greece a tax haven within the eurozone, and that would grow the Greek economy. See, what they don't need austerity in the form of higher taxes. This is going to be ironic, too, because Greece's economy is going to be a wreck, and the Paul Krugmans of the world are going to say, I told you so. Even though Greece should be a poster boy for how government spending can wreck an economy, the liberals will look at Greece and say, you see, this shows you that you can't cut government, that they had austerity and the situation got worse. Well, of course the situation is going to get worse. When you increase taxes and you force broke people to continue to pay debts they can't afford, yes, it's going to hurt. But that's not the kind of austerity. We need the kind of austerity that liberates the Greek people from the Greek government, from the burden of supporting the Greek government. It's not about asking the people who are pulling the wagon to pull harder. It's about asking the people who are riding in the wagon to get out and start pulling themselves. That's real austerity. It's government-level austerity. That's what Greece needs. They don't need higher taxes. In fact, one of the industries that has been good in Greece is the shipping industry. They've got a significant percentage of shipping in Greece. I think maybe half of all of the Eurozone's shipping is based in Greece. And the reason that that industry is so big, right? I think 20% of the global capacity is from Greece. And they employ a couple of 100,000 people in Greece. They're 7.5% of the Greek economy. The reason it's so vibrant is because they can't tax it. Profits that are earned in the shipping industry are exempt from Greek taxes. And there are other tax breaks that they have. And that's why the industry is so successful. Now they're threatening to put taxes on it to help pay off the debt that they owe to Europe. And that is going to hurt one of the lone bright spots of the Greek economy. And now a lot of these big shipping operators are going to pull out of Greece. They're going to go to Singapore. They're going to go to Dubai. They're going to go to the United Kingdom. I mean, they're going to destroy a vibrant industry with taxes. What they need to do is do for the rest of Greece what they already did for shipping. They need to lower taxes everywhere. But they can't do that and accept this deal with the devil. They need to leave the Eurozone and get out of access to the ECB. Now, another thing they could do if they did want to reestablish their own currency, the only one that would make sense would be to have a sound drachma. Now, if it were me, I would back it by gold, right? I would make the drachma a gold-backed currency. And where would I get the gold to back up the drachma? In these asset sales. I would do the same privatization that Europe wants, only more, except instead of just giving the money to creditors, I would use the money to buy the gold necessary to back up my currency. Now, of course, if you didn't want to back it by gold, which I think would be the best thing to do, they could, of course, use the sales to buy Swiss francs or euros or whatever they want to set up a foreign exchange reserve to back their currency. But here's another thing. If Greece did what I'm thinking about, if Greece became a tax haven, if they abandoned socialism and became a tax haven, the privatization sales would yield a lot more revenue to the Greek government because all of those assets are worth a lot more in a tax haven. Why would you want to buy assets in Greece that are going to be subject to lots of taxes in the future, lots of government regulation? That diminishes the present value of those assets. If Greece can tell the people who buy these assets, hey, you can operate businesses on these assets. If it's land, you can develop the land, you can have hotels, you can have factories, whatever you want to do, and you're not going to have an income tax. Or you can buy this airport, you can operate all this, you know, the airport free from tax. The present value of those businesses, of that real estate, is much, much higher if the future income isn't going to be taxed and regulated the way it's going to be now. So a tax zone, a tax-free Greece is much more valuable. And if you think of Greece, look at their coastline, look at their natural resources. This country should be rich. I mean, you look at countries like Singapore or Hong Kong, they don't have anywhere near the resources and the geographical and natural advantages that Greece does. But the one thing they don't have is the Greek government. I mean, if you put the Greek government into Singapore, they'd be broke too. You put that government anywhere and you're going to strangle a free market economy. What they need is to have a free market economy in Greece. They need to get the Singapore or the Hong Kong type government in Greece. And this would have been their chance to do it if the voters would have allowed it. But the problem is the country is run by a socialist and he's not going to take a chance. He's not going to level with the Greek people that socialism doesn't work. He wants to pretend it does. And the only way they can stay socialist is to stay part of the Eurozone. Because if they go on their own, the ship is going to completely sink. And they would have no choice but to embrace freedom. But I don't know that they have the political courage or the understanding to do that. But if they did go back on a gold standard, that would make the economy even better. Then they could create their own money, but they could only do so if it was backed by gold. But if they decided to issue drachma that was backed by nothing, well, then the drachma would collapse and they'd have runaway inflation. But a sound money, right? If they had a sound currency backed by gold reserves or even foreign exchange reserves, if they had no income tax, their economy could boom, right? Especially once they get out from under all that debt. And of course, they wouldn't have to borrow any new money in the short run because they'd run a balanced budget. But once they had surpluses, once the economy was coming back, then they could borrow money if they needed to. But at this point, the economy can't come back because now they're trapped. They're going to make some cuts to government spending, but they're not going to be enough to make a difference. Meanwhile, they're still obligated to repay all this debt, which is going to hang, you know, as a heavy burden over the economy. And now they're going to have to increase taxes. And higher taxes is not the kind of austerity that they need. They need the austerity that comes from lower government spending, from removing that burden, not increasing the burden of taxation. But this is all what the Greek government had to do. Because as I said, for months, they couldn't afford to leave if they wanted to preserve socialism. Because they ran out of their own money long ago, and they've been basing their socialism on Germany's money or the rest of Europe. And the only way they continue it was to stay in this marriage. And the whole time they were bluffing, trying to get a better deal, thinking that Germany would eventually blink. The fear of Greece leaving was so great that they would cave in. And I always said, no, caving in is the fear. If they caved into Greece, they'd have to cave into everybody. They had to draw a line in the sand, and Greece couldn't cross it. But if they really cared, right, if the prime minister, unfortunately, he's a socialist, but if he wasn't, if he really wanted to do something positive for Greece, he would have left on his own. And as I said, A, they could have kept the euro if they wanted to. But again, I would rather have them on a gold-backed currency. But the whole theoretical reason that they want to be able to print, you know, have their own currency is so they can print as much as they want so they don't have to default. But inflation is default. Inflation in many cases is worse than default. So having the Greek government workers, pensioners, employees accept cuts in pay or pink slips is better than paying everybody with depreciated money. But that, unfortunately, is what would have happened had they just adopted their own currency and tried to maintain all these commitments and all these promises that they've made. So the bottom line is they're going to get bailed out again. It's not going to work. Maybe there's going to be some kind of revolution in Greece at some point because the economy is going to continue to get worse. It's not going to get better, but it is going to be there as an example for everybody else to see of the consequence of too much debt, of all these promises and pushing the envelope to the very end. And so now some of these other countries that people were thinking are going to follow Greece's example are going to see Greece's example. And believe me, it's the last thing they're going to want to do is follow it. But what Americans need to do is recognize that Greece's problem is our problem. It all boils down to living beyond your means and borrowing too much money and refusing to deal with the consequences. Greece has no choice now but to deal with the consequences. I wish for the sake of Greece that they would deal with them in a more honest way than they're dealing with it now, because they're just kicking a can down the road, trying to hold on to as much socialism as they can and just trying to blame their problems on a third party. But eventually, we are going to be in the same predicament. See, right now, everybody's worried about Europe or they're worried about China, whatever they're worried about. And whenever they're worried, they buy the dollar. They loan money to Americans so that we can spend it. And because we can borrow and spend all this money, everybody thinks our economy is great. But the reality is, we're broke too. It's just our creditors haven't figured it out yet or they aren't concerned about it. But that was also true about Greece. A few years ago, Greece was still broke, but nobody cared. In fact, they were so broke, they lied their way into the euro. They hired Goldman Sachs to fudge their books, and everybody looked the other way because nobody cared. Nobody cares until they do. And right now, everybody's looking the other way. Nobody cares about how broke the U.S. is as they pile into the dollar as if it's a safe haven when they've jumped out of the frying pan into the fire. So at some point, reality is going to come to light, and either interest rates are going to spike or the Fed's going to have to print a lot of money to prevent them from spiking in QE4, and then the dollar's going to tank, and no one's going to be talking about the problems of Greece because they're not going to amount to a hill of beans compared to the problems in the United States. Attention, listeners. I have an urgent message for you. We're in the middle of a war. The global conflict is destroying the lives of millions without a single bomb being dropped. It's called the International Currency War, and your bank account has been drafted to fight. The victims in this conflict are our currencies, the dollar, the euro, the yen, the pound. They are all heading to zero as irresponsible central banks compete to see who can print the most the fastest. But there's one form of money politicians and central banks can't destroy: gold. Today, it's more important than ever to understand the value of gold in your portfolio and to keep a close eye on major market developments. Subscribe to my monthly video cast and you'll be the first to hear my latest analysis on gold investing and the currency wars. Visit goldvideocast.com right now to subscribe for free. I call the dot-com bust, then the housing bust, and I advise clients to diversify into foreign equities and hard assets while the rest of Wall Street laughed at me. Now I want to keep you up to date on the next crisis that is brewing. My Gold Videocast also includes personal interviews I've conducted with other contrarian investors like Jim Rickards and Axel Merck. Gold has gone up 256% since 2003, but it has a lot further to go. Don't miss the rally. You can prosper during this time of currency wars, but only if you stay educated. Get a free subscription to my Gold Videocast at goldvideocast.com. That's goldvideocast.com.